Polling in primary elections has always been a difficult undertaking because of the typically low turnout. But experts say it's even more problematic when voters are surveyed about their preferences under the new ranked choice voting law. Mal Leary has details.
8 years ago, polls showed that Paul LePage was fourth out of seven Republican candidates in the race for governor. But he won the primary with more than 37% of the vote. At that time, there were over 275,000 registered Republicans in Maine, but fewer than half turned out. Even fewer Democrats voted in their primary for governor that year. Mark Brewer, a political science professor at the University of Maine, says polling in general is becoming more difficult.
Polling's gotten a lot harder over the last 20 to 30 years. You know, cell phones have caused a huge problem, unwillingness of people increasingly to give information to pollsters has caused a problem.
Brewer says in primary elections, it's difficult to get the right balance between cell phone calls and landline calls and to capture a sample that reflects the demographic makeup of the group being polled. He says just getting a good sample of Democrats in the second congressional district isn't enough. Instead, it should be a sample of Democrats who are likely to vote or have already voted absentee. Bowdoin College government professor Mike Franz teaches a course on polling.
In a primary election, it's very challenging to get a good response rates for people who have currently informed information or up-to-date information on their likely vote choice in the primary.
To do that, Franz says pollsters have to make more calls to get an adequate sample size, and that means higher cost. Campaigns are spending a lot of money on polling to get a sense of what issues are resonating with voters and whether a particular TV ad is working. But it's harder to follow what polls might be saying under the ranked choice voting system. University of Southern Maine political science professor Ron Schmidt says polls try to capture a snapshot in time of what voters are thinking.
These snapshots, given the newness of ranked choice voting and the issues with primaries anyway, are probably going to be fuzzy.
UMaine's Brewer points to the seven-way Democratic gubernatorial primary and questions how a pollster could actually assess a person's ranked choices over the phone.
They can tell you the first choice and maybe the second, but then when you start to kind of go down the list, they probably haven't given a lot of thought to much. If they've even given thought to one and two, which isn't a given, I don't know that they've given much thought to anything after that.
And Bowdoin's friend says people often change their mind about who they'll support on Tuesday based on the latest information they have received.
Choices might be fairly fluid. They might be, you know, based on very little information. They could be very subject to change. How I rank someone from two or three or four might change day to day based on the information I'm hearing.
All of the experts interviewed for this story agree that any polling results for this primary election could be affected by the significant difficulties pollsters have in getting a truly representative sample. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.